Coming up on this edition of Utica County Radio, joint account surprise, do-it-yourself deed problem, expired tax, bigger trouble, and separation versus divorce confusion. That's all coming up next on Utica County Radio.
Whitaker and Hamer presents
Utica County with Joshua Whitaker and Joseph Hamer.
Welcome into Utica County Radio. Your hosts are Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, right here in North Carolina, where they practice law. They have placed offices across our great state, Raleigh, Garner, Cleveland, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and down at the coast, Moorhead City. If you've got a question you'd like the attorneys to tackle on a future broadcast, you can always send it to us, questions at JuticaCountyRadio.com. Again, that's questions at JuticaCountyRadio.com. I'm Morgan Patrick. Pleasure to jump on with the attorneys. Josh, let's start with you, man. How was the week?
Week's been good. You might can tell I have a little bit of a, I think it's a cold. I was up in New York last week, and I think I caught a cold. I came back to North Carolina this weekend, and it was North Carolina was yellow.
I was going to say it's not the yellow haze causing the congestion.
I don't think so. Pollen both. Has never, maybe it is both. Pollen has never really bothered me before, but as I get older, as I continue to age at a rapid rate, things that didn't used to bother me. So maybe the pollen is getting to me. I don't know.
All right, the ray of sunshine that's on the show every week, Joe. How are you?
Really good, man. Thank you for asking. I don't have a cold currently, and pretty excited about that.
As the pollen?
Pollen may get me as well, but I spent some time outside yesterday, man. It was very, very polleny, and I'm all right now, so I'm holding out hope. It's going to be all right.
We were up in Buffalo to visit some in-laws and to catch the NCAA first round games that were up in Buffalo, and it was a lot of fun. No pollen up there, only snow.
That's crazy.
They have not gotten to their pollen season yet. There was still snow on the ground. We got some snow and rain while we were up there. It was chilly.
Now, do you guys jump in the family truckster or do you fly up?
I'm not a big fan of flying, you know, as most of my life I've been a big fat guy, and if you're a big fat guy...
Really?
Yeah, this may come as a shock.
We can't see you?
Yeah, I mean, Josh, you're not that big.
We think you're handsome.
I cannot stand flying. And you're a tall guy too, Morgan. Does flying not bother you? Like, I don't feel like we fit in the seats real well.
No, I mean, it's okay. I mean, I usually volunteer for the escape route row, the exit row, or they ask me to sit in there because I look like I could handle it. And, yeah, that's where I sit. I am taller, so I do need a little bit more leg room. But, it's been a minute since I've flown. And I tell you, with everything that's going on, I don't want to be flying anytime.
Well,
it's crazy.
Even before then, I can fly. You know, I do fly when we need to. But no, we drive to New York, and flying gets expensive, man. When you got the kids and everybody's going, like, I can't spend that kind of money to fly to.
Just leave them home, man. Your kids are
Buffalo.
Old; they can take care of themselves. And you've always said how you enjoy being without your kids.
Yeah, that's one of the.
That's
things
what
I'm
you always. For. That's one of the things that we, you know, you say consistently.
Yeah, you always say, "I need a break, man. I just need."
But if
a break.
We like, we went to Vegas a year or two ago. That was fun. If we were going to fly to Hawaii, I'd fly. I mean, I'm not driving. You can't drive to Hawaii.
Wait, you took the whole family to Vegas?
No.
That was.
I was going to say. I was going to say that could have been a movie.
No, it was me and Josh. That was a fun trip for March Madness. Actually, we're right at the 1 year anniversary of that trip. And
what do kids even do in Vegas? Do people take their kids to Vegas? Their underage children.
I would hope not. Maybe they hang out in the pool, but then they get a whole nother education.
They do. I've seen kids there, and I think. Yeah. What a mistake, but they're there, man, you know.
So Josh, when you went to Vegas, is it, you said it was last year, mm-hmm. and did you take you and your fat self out to one of the pools and the sport books and mm-hmm. just have, oh, that's what you did?
Did we go to the pool? We went to the pool. We spent a little time at the pool. Yeah, it was more sports books, man. I tell you, if you've never been to Vegas for March Madness in particular, I cannot recommend it enough. If you're a sports fan, It is a good time, man. It's a good time. It's a fun time. Enjoyable.
Well, this would be
time.
The week. This would be the week to go, Sweet 16.
Yeah, this is 100% the time to go, for sure.
I had forgotten. I went back when Lenovo was the ESA. They were hosting a first round, and I remember I went to that because the first – I can't remember what day it was. We were in Buffalo, the first Thursday, it was four games, right? So yeah. You watch four games in one day, which is a lot of basketball to watch in person. And then you go back and you watch two games, but that's a lot of fun.
It's a great time, man. I highly recommend it.
Charlotte's got some first round games next year, so I think we'll try to do that because the tickets aren't that expensive. But you're in it, man. My two oldest ones really enjoy live sports, and so they were gassed. But and I do too. But by game four.
Yeah,
But so today we do have some listener questions. But today, I was mesmerized. I was last week while I was in New York. I was fascinated. I was following the Afro Man trial. You guys been following the Afro Man trial?
Very closely, man. Very closely.
Why don't you fill us in, because I don't know what you're talking about.
So Afro Man was like I kind of think of him like an indie Bismarcky, right? Right at the end of the 90s, the beginning of 2000s, kind of a rapper, but kind of funny, right? And I'm trying to remember the name of his big hit in 2000.
It was Because I Got High, actually.
That's right. It was Because I Got High. Very funny video. And the story behind that's even, he did that as an indie artist, right? So he was like one of the first guys who had like a song that kind of went viral, and he kind of was independent. He wasn't on a big record label. He was like one of the first guys to just make it. The internet was still kind of new then. Napster, right? He was one of the most downloaded songs on Napster one year. Mm-hmm. If you remember that, if you're old enough to remember Napster.
For sure.
So he's always been a real interesting guy, because I don't know how much he made, but I mean, I think he did very well for himself.
Joseph Edgar Foreman.
Yeah, Foreman.
Afro Man.
Yeah. And he didn't have much success after that. I think he had some UK, some songs that really, I was looking him up the other day because I don't remember anything after that video. It's weird because that came up, I watch my YouTube algorithm pulls up a lot of stuff from the 90s and early 2000s, and that came up, and I hadn't seen it in a while. But anyway, so he's a very interesting guy. His career is very interesting, how he, and there's more to it. I think Howard Stern played him back in the day, and that kind of helped him get famous. But haven't heard a lot from Afro Man since 2000, 2001. Been laying low.
Yep.
And so if you were following, Afro Man lives, I can't remember, was it Mississippi, Alabama? I can't remember what state he was in. You guys can Google that for me.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Adams County.
Yep.
Ohio. Adams County, Ohio. So he was, and again, we don't have to get into all the specifics, but I guess the sheriff's department there had probable cause or a warrant or what have you, and they decided to bang down his door and kind of conduct a search, right? And so they did. There's Afro Man has cameras in his house. Mr. Foreman has cameras in his house, and he has videotape of the sheriff's department executing the search warrant. And they do. They kick down his door. They go through all of his stuff. He alleges they stole money, broke a lot of crap. And then I guess they didn't get anything, right? Because I guess no charges came from this executed search warrant. And so Afro Man obviously took this personal. I would too, right? If the cops searched your house and no charges came from it and caused all this damage and... They don't pay for that, right? The sheriff's department, if they kick your door down and execute a search warrant, even if they don't find anything, they're not helping you put your door back up, right?
That's right.
And so he took all this footage he had of the actual search warrant being executed and just decimated these police officers. He made all these different songs kind of targeting different officers. And anyway, you should Google it if you get some free time. But basically, that's what he did. He created these music videos and these songs, just kind of blasting. His argument was these sheriff's deputies were incompetent. They caused all this damage, and this was how he was going to get back at him, which is genius, right? This is what he does. He kind of makes these funny songs, and we'll get into it more. But anyway, so they took offense to these songs, right? The sheriff's deputies didn't like this. Yeah, they were targeted. The stuff was up on YouTube. It was getting millions of views, and I guess it was affecting their lives. People were calling their house. One guy that he nicknamed, Afferman nicknamed him Lemon Pound Cake, because in the footage when they're executing the search warrant, this officer looks really hard and longingly at this lemon pound cake that's on the kitchen table. Yeah. And so he made a whole song called Lemon Pound Cake, and he started calling that officer Lemon Pound Cake. And apparently this officer was just getting all these lemon pound cakes sent to him. So these officers got together. And they filed, I think it was 6 or 7. I can't remember. They filed.
I've got them right here. Sean Cooley, Justin Cooley, Michael Estep, Sean Grooms, Brian Newland, Randolph Walters Jr., and Lisa Phillips suing Foreman.
So they all sued Mr. Foreman, a.k.a. Afro Man.
Afro Man. We just call him Afro Man. Who knows Mr. Foreman? I think you're talking about George.
Afro Man. So Afro Man's like, you know, not settling this case. They're suing for millions and millions of dollars in damages. And I figured this would be, we haven't really talked about defamation. Maybe we did a long time ago. I can't remember what we talk about on the show. I forget it as soon as we're done.
I think it's in the legal category.
Usually the law.
So defamation, because we get that call every now and again where people want to sue because someone's disparaging their business, left them bad reviews. And this all gets into this defamation range, and defamation is different depending on if you're a private figure or you're a public figure, but defamation is kind of a weird legal animal. So these officers were suing Afferman for defamation, and it went to trial. It didn't settle. There was a trial, and if you saw it, Afferman dressed up in a American flag suit. They said he was doing his best Kid Rock impersonation. He was wearing an American flag suit from head to toe. And American flag glasses, and showed up to defend himself against defamation. So, well, I was going to talk about defamation. I was going to talk about that trial because it's fantastic. If you hadn't seen the clips of it, it's fantastic. And then we got some listener questions.
All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about on this version of Judica County Radio. Again, your host, Josh Whitaker, and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, and practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. We have complimentary consults in and around estate planning. Also, if you have been in an accident and you need you need advice, what steps to take, possibly, you can grab one of our consults, 919-772-7000. That's 919-772-7000. You can also visit the website, wh.lawyer. That's wh.lawyer. We got more Judica County coming up on the other side. Back in Judica County Radio, your host Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, and that is the power behind the program. They're practicing attorneys here in North Carolina, and they have placed offices all over our great state: Morehead City, Gastonia down near Charlotte. You got Fuquay Varina, Goldsboro, Clayton, Garner, Cleveland, and the Cap City, Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Morgan Patrick. Pleasure to jump on with the attorneys, and we're talking about Afro Man. We'll get more into that. If you've got a question you'd like the attorneys to tackle on a future broadcast, just send it to us, questions@judicacountyradio.com. That's questions@judicacountyradio.com. And stay tuned. We've got complimentary consults with Whitaker and Hamer. Stay tuned. We'll open those up here in just a little bit. Josh.
Yeah. So we're continuing our conversation here about Afro Man. Hopefully over the commercial break, you did some Googling and you enjoyed Afro Man's original video because I got high, and then maybe you saw.
No one needs to Google Afro Man. People,
I think, know. I think there's a lot of people out there who don't know who Afro Man is.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, because that song came out 26 years ago.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Time flies.
It does. Anyway, all right. So we talked about it. So Afro Man, we talked about it. We kind of talked about the facts, and so the officers that Afro Man was kind of lampooning. Again, these videos that Afro Man were original songs, and he was using the video, his own video, from the search warrant from the when they busted down his door and kind of went through his house, and you know, this was all legal, right? You know, so we talk about defamation. Defamation is when you sue somebody. Sometimes people talk about slander or libel or defamation, but basically you're suing somebody for making false statements about you, right? And so that's what they said. You know, these all amounted to false statements. And Afroman's argument was, this is the truth. This is what happened. These are videos. I'm just, you know, singing or rapping about, you know, what actually happened. And truth is the defense to defamation, right? When you say it, Joseph, truth.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the elements of defamation is it a statement has to be false and defamatory. And so false is the first, that's the first piece of the puzzle. So, you know, if you're not defaming someone, if you're saying the truth.
Yeah, that's true. Truth, the truth will set you free, Joseph.
That's right. In a defamation lawsuit.
As they say.
It's the way to do it.
So here, the other thing to know about a defamation, there's different standards if you're a private individual versus if you're a public person. And so a public person could be a celebrity, could be a politician, an officer, a government official. You're public. You're a public official. And so that's a different standard. And so what they would have had to prove is the Afroman did this with actual malice, right? He made these statements, he made these songs, he showed this video knowing it was false with a reckless disregard on whether it was true or false. And he has to do this with clear and convincing evidence, which is a very high legal bar. If you're ever with an attorney and that attorney tells you, we've got to prove this with clear and convincing evidence, that's like the highest bar there is. Usually, you know, if you're in a car accident, you know, there's a much lower standard. You know, criminal court, there's a lower standard. Clear and convincing is a pretty high burden. And I wish I had this queued up for you. I'm not smart enough to have prepared enough. But again, if you get bored, if you're sitting around, you're on your computer, you're on your phone, you get bored. Well, Joseph, what's for the people who don't know, who haven't been involved in a trial, what's cross, right? What's cross examination?
So cross is essentially when the adversarial party, so whoever, be it the plaintiff, be it the defendant, whoever is on the other side of the aisle from you, gets the opportunity to examine a witness, right? And so there's evidentiary rules, there's procedural rules that go into cross examination and how, you know, what you can ask and how you can ask it. But that's essentially,
yeah,
cross, so, in a nutshell.
Yeah, exactly. So look up Afroman's cross examination testimony, because the attorney representing the sheriff's deputies gets a chance to ask him questions to prove his case, his client's case, and Afroman just obliterates him. It's so funny.
The whole entire trial, man, is peak entertainment, honestly. And you know, the Afroman at the end of the day has made out very well during this entire thing, right? Like, you said it yourself, man. When was the last time you thought about Afroman?
Yeah.
You know, and
2000,
and it's put him in a lot of ways, put him back on the map, and produced some new music, some new classic Afro Man music, which that was the thing that got me, is they played the entirety of the song and the music video of the Lemon Pound Cake, and man, just like it's like a sitcom, man.
But I love it, man. I think Afro Man is an American hero. I think he should get some kind of Freedom Medal,
and that's what he said too, right? You know, that was part of his defenses. You know, they kicked his door down, they found nothing, you know, scared his kids, and he was like, I'm exercising my right to free speech.
Yeah, because he was telling everybody
that's the most American thing I can do, you know. So,
but I loved it, man. I loved it. I you know, it's probably deserves more. I think we could really dissect the trial and do some other things. We might bore everybody who's listening to
teenagers. We're going to do a 4-month dissection of Afro Man's trial. That's where we're going from here.
Next week, we're just going to look at opening arguments. And then the radio folks are going to call us and be like, "Hey, look, man,
it's enough. I've had enough Afro Man."
Yeah, no one's listening.
No one has ever said, "I've had enough Afro Man."
No, more.
Give
Afro
me more.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, and just to wrap that story, and you guys probably have some closing thoughts, but it says here, just looking at Wikipedia, that on March 18th, 2026, jury returned a full verdict in favor of Foreman or Afro Man, clearing him of any civil damages against the officers. So, there you go.
And you think about it. So he exonerated himself, and he cleared his name. He had a trial. And so he had to pay an attorney, right? That attorney, I'm assuming, didn't work for free. This is not the kind of case an attorney, takes on a contingency because there's no insurance money or anything like that. So he was paying his attorney probably hourly. I imagine he has $20,000 to $25,000 at least of attorney's fees.
At least,
But he defended himself at trial, and he's exonerated, right? Didn't do anything wrong. He doesn't owe anybody anything. There's no liability there. It got shut down. He exercised his First Amendment rights, right? But it wasn't free, right? Yep. You're not getting a public defender to help you in a civil defamation case. He went, retained an attorney, paid an attorney. And that's kind of, that's why a lot of these things settle, right? Because you have to hire an attorney in this situation to defend yourself. And that's going to cost money. So a lot of times, when you're suing an insurance company or you're suing a big corporation and they settle for less than what they would have to pay an attorney, that's a win for them. That's kind of something, that's kind of something that it maybe doesn't sound right? It doesn't sound fair, but I did want to point that out. Like, he completely exonerated. His attorney did a great job. Afro Man did a great job. But it cost him money.
Yeah, it did. But the silver lining to this for Afro Man specifically is, I think it's unfortunate. No one wants to get their door kicked in and have to deal with all that. But I think I would assume that in the grand scheme, he's going to profit more just based on the exposure. He's selling merch. I think his new song is doing numbers. So I think in the end, he'll be all right. But yeah, that's a great point, man. You get sued, you gotta deal with it, And it ain't
cheap. We need to get Josh a lemon pound cake T-shirt.
Oh yeah, Josh is a big lemon pound cake fan in general.
I don't need a lot of cake. I eat a lot of ice cream. I need ice cream a couple times a week.
Is it you've been doctor prescribed?
keeps my motor running, keeps my energy level high.
Yeah.
So that way I don't go to bed at like 8:30.
I'm not gonna say anything. I love some good chocolate ice cream.
So. Oh yeah, ice cream's delicious. I saw some study. I should have printed this up. There's a study. I don't remember even what it said anymore, but it was about ice cream, and it made it sound like daily ice cream could actually be good for you in some way, and I didn't get the details.
Dude,
it was a real thing that happened.
Oh, I'm sure it was real. And then there's going to be something that pops up on your phone that a glass of wine a couple times a week is very healthy for you. They'll also say, a couple of beers a week is very good for you. Everything apparently is very good for you.
Except, I disagree with that. I enjoy alcohol. I'm not I eat more ice cream than I drink alcohol. But there's no way it's good for you. I don't buy any of that stuff. You see, everybody's closing down because the new
moderation.
Generation.
It's not good
moderation.
For you, maybe.
Inflammation, man. It's not good for you.
Okay. All right.
That's what
I'll take your word for it, man.
All right. So are we wrapping up our Afro Man conversation? We're going to move on to some listener questions. Is that what we're doing next?
Yeah, I suppose.
All right. All right. Or more ice cream talk. Do you have a favorite flavor, Josh, before we get out?
I'm a big Rocky Road guy. I like the Rocky Road. I like that kind of.
It's a metaphor for your life. What about you, Joe?
Man, I can do. It depends on the day. I like pistachio. I enjoy pistachio. I like Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks is a good one.
That's kind of Rocky Roadish. Yeah.
There are days. You know, it just depends, man. It's really dependent on the day.
I found this ice cream from Hershey's, and it's called Tennessee Whiskey. It is phenomenal.
Sounds
it's
all like right, man. Sounds all yeah. right to me.
Yeah, check it out. Maybe we'll have a tasting at some point on the show. All right, we're going to take a short break. Want to remind you, we do have complimentary consults. No, not about ice cream tasting, not about Afro Man, even though if you want to talk about that, you certainly can. But it's estate planning, making sure that you've got your affairs in order. If you've been thinking about estate planning, it's a necessary, and you can certainly do a complimentary consult on that with Whitaker and Hamer, 919-772-7000, 919-772-7000. And we've also, in recent months, opened up, if you've been in an auto accident and you just don't know next steps, grab one of the consults, 919-772-7000. That's 919-772-7000. We got more Utica County coming up. We are back. Utica County Radio. Your hosts are Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer. They are the managing partners at Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, and they're practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. Offices located everywhere. Raleigh, Garner, Cleveland, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay Varina, Gastonia, down on the coast in Moorhead City. I'm Morgan Patrick. Pleasure to jump on with the attorneys. Always legalese and some other conversations. If you've got a question you'd like the attorneys to tackle on a future broadcast, just send it to us. Questions@JuticaCountyRadio.com. That's questions@JuticaCountyRadio.com. And during the course of the show today, we do offer up complimentary consults, meaning you're leaving the checkbook at home and you're not obligated to become a client. Either estate planning, or if you've been in a recent car accident and you don't know next steps, you'd like to talk about that. The opportunity to grab those consults is during the course of this show. You can call 919-772-7000. Jot that number down, 919-772-7000. You can also visit the website, wh.lawyer. Josh.
Yeah, and, you know, what we try to do here at the firm, Morgan, and we talk about this from time to time, the way we set up our law firm is we set it up so that we can help with most of the issues normal average people face every day, right? So, you know, we talk about estate planning a lot on the show, and we do offer free consults for estate planning. That's wills, that's trusts, that's power of attorneys, that's all that kind of stuff. And then we also, you know, represent a lot of people in car accidents, truck accidents, motorcycle accidents here at the firm. We've got a couple of attorneys that spent 20, 30 years working for the insurance companies, and now they work for us. So we know every trick in the book from the insurance companies. You know, we've helped a lot of people, and I always say car accidents, truck accidents, motorcycle accidents, you know, that kind of thing. So like Morgan said earlier, if you've been in an accident, give us a call. You know, we don't charge you anything to talk to you, to kind of talk about the next steps, what the process looks like. Just try to give you some good information. And if you need us, if you want to hire us, if you want us to be your attorney, we can certainly tell you how that works. But we kind of just try to do that as a service to our listeners here. You don't have to call the folks advertising on TV, although I'm sure they're fine. It's something we can help you out with too. So we've got some listener questions kind of all over the board, because that's what the firm does. We kind of have a lot of different attorneys that practice in different areas, and hopefully we can be a resource for you. But Morgan, that's why we try to tackle these diverse legal listener questions that we
okay.
have.
All right. Well, listen, we've got a wide range. We'll start with this one, the do-it-yourselfer deed problem. So here's the question. I transferred my house to my son using a quitclaim deed I found online. Now I want to sell the house. Can I?
So, you know, we get a lot of different variations of this question. And what I would tell you is, and I've said this before, no one likes to pay attorney's fees. I don't like to pay attorney's fees, right? If I don't have to. Joseph, I know you're in the same way, right? We don't.
Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, no. Absolutely not. I am an attorney, so I feel like that probably makes me less inclined to want to pay another attorney to do my job. But, yes, I don't like or want to pay attorney's fees. You are correct.
But sometimes it's worth it, right?
Yep.
So I cannot tell you how many times we find someone who's used an online form that they got for free or that they even paid for, right? Some of these services will ask you some questions and try to generate a document for you. I can't tell you how many times I've had to go back after someone's died, right? Or something's happened or someone's gotten sued and look at what they did. And they've just created a disaster. And so here, the question is, I transferred my house to my son using a quick claim deed I found online. Now I want to sell the house. Can I? And the answer, I mean, no is the answer, right? I mean,
yeah. You don't own the house. Like, you know, you don't own the house. That's not to say you can't do some things, take some corrective action, get it fixed. But yeah, there's going to be some steps you got to take before you're able to do that.
Yeah. So you've, assuming the quick claim deed had everything it was supposed to have, and assuming it got recorded in the correct county, and assuming it had a legal description, so assuming the deed did what you intended for it to do, if you transfer title to your son owns that house now, and if you and your son get along, yeah, maybe he can deed it back to you. There's a lot of different things that he can do. If you don't get along with your son, or, you know, we've talked about it before, if you deed something to your son and your son's married, before you can do anything else with that house, your son's spouse has to join in, right? We've talked about how your spouse has a marital interest in all the real property you owned or inherited or what have you. And so title can go into my name, right? You can deed something to Josh Whitaker, a married man, but before I can refinance it, before I can sell it, before I can get an equity line, before I can do anything else, my wife is going to have to join in on any of those conveyances.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the son and the spouse are estranged, his spouse are estranged or separated, or the son has a judgment against them, like all that stuff's going to affect what you can do with the property. So here, our question asker has given away his property, so he can't do anything unilaterally anymore. And then I would also note that he's probably created some tax issues because he's gifted his son property that has a value that I would imagine probably exceeds annual gift tax limits. Mm-hmm. So he's created a problem there. If the son had inherited the property, that's a very tax-friendly way to acquire property. If somebody gifts you property,
that's a less friendly situation.
Yeah. Both sides have some gift tax issues they're going to have to work through. So this guy didn't really talk to anybody. He just decided he wanted to do something and did it. And now he's got problems, right? Tax problems, legal problems. An attorney probably wouldn't have charged very much to sit down with him. We talk about this during estate planning consults where we charge no money, right? And talk to him about why this was probably a bad idea. And Joe, I'll use this as a way. I get a lot of calls on what's called ladybird deeds.
Yeah.
You get that too, I know.
Yeah, yep. I think that's more prominent elsewhere, you know, other states. But we still hear about them for sure.
Yeah, ladybird deeds are deeds wherein you deed the property, you add whoever you want to take the property when you passed away, right? So kids or whoever you want to put on the property. But you still attempt to retain unilateral control over the property, right? So you've added these people to title, but you want to be able to wheel and deal with the real property as if there were no other owners. And that's called a ladybird deed. Now, North Carolina is very popular in other states. In North Carolina, there's not really a statute on point. The status of ladybird deeds is not settled. So some people honor those and some people don't. But I get a lot of people who have read about ladybird deeds online and then talk to us about them, but that kind of comes in there too. But I don't like online forms. I don't like online forms.
No, you're not a fan of them, man. And I have to say, I also am not a fan.
I've seen them work, right? So I can't say like every online form I've ever seen has failed or created a problem. Sometimes it gets you by. But I, man, when you mess up, it's not something where you just erase it and change it. You know,
yeah.
when, if, you, if you've done something wrong, usually the fix is 20 times the cost of, of doing it right the original way, if you can fix it at all, you know.
Well, it's our, I think it's kind of comes out of the kind of the age we're in. Everybody's looking for that easy button, things that they can do. And as you guys have stated, you don't like all the fees that are out there, but sometimes, you know, paying some up front to have it done correctly saves a lot of headaches.
Yeah.
All right. So do you have a category you'd like to go to next, Josh? Next question.
Let's do, yeah, I know we've got a question on expired expired tags. So let's look at that question.
Okay. All right. Expired tags leading to bigger trouble. Here's the question. I got a ticket for expired registration, but it turns out my license was revoked and I didn't know. What am I facing?
So there's a lot of ways you can get your license revoked, right? So we're talking about a driver's
license.
You
would know, man.
it's never happened to me personally.
Yeah.
But we see that all the time, you know, where people get like an out-of-state ticket and don't handle it. Or, you know, our guy got an expired registration ticket, which is not a serious ticket, right? You just get it fixed. You show the court you got it fixed. You're probably not going to really have any problems there. But here, I don't know. We don't know what happened, right? So I don't know if he ignored a ticket or didn't show up for a ticket. But his license has been revoked. And a DWLR, that's a driving while license revoked, a DWLR, it's a criminal charge in North Carolina. So it's not like a ticket you pay off. You got to fix it, right? And so usually an attorney would pull your driving record. You call the office and say, hey, I got a ticket. I got a charge for DWLR. My license is revoked. Usually one of our attorneys will pull up your driving record. We'll look at it. And it's kind of like it's kind of putting the puzzle back together backwards, right? You kind of got to go look and see what happened. This led to your driver's license being revoked, and we got to fix the underlying issue, right? And so if the underlying issue is an expired registration ticket, did you fix your registration?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll make a motion to go get this ticket pulled back up, see if we can get it thrown out. If we fix that, then we can deal with your driving while license revoked. The sad thing is when I've seen people get multiple tickets and ignore them, right, forget about them, you know, and then their driver's license gets revoked, so they start getting pulled over, and they get driver's DWLRs, and they get them over and over and over again, right? You can get a DWLR every time you're driving without with your license revoked, right? So you can get like 82 in one day,
which would be the world record, but yes, theoretically
that would be a lot
happen. Yeah,
you'd probably go to jail. You know, at some point,
you're going to jail. I think you're going to jail before you hit 60, brother. I don't think.
We'll have to put an over
pretty quick there.
We'll have to do an over under on how many times you can get a DWLR in one day before they take you to jail. It's probably like two.
Yeah.
Three. But anyway, I've seen a lot of people do that. And then the more it snowballs, the more expensive it is for an attorney to unwind it. So anyway, you got to get it fixed. And it doesn't get better over time. It gets way worse. And everybody has to drive. Everybody's got places to go. And so it's very important to get those things fixed. Because eventually, that could be jail time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a misdemeanor. They don't want to put you in. Usually, you know, assistant district attorneys, judges, they don't want to put you in jail for a DWLR. But if you don't fix it or you keep getting them, eventually, there could be some jail time. And it's easy. It's easy to forget. Everybody's busy. It's easy to get a speeding ticket and forget about it. But it snowballs so fast.
Yeah. Don't get your license revoked.
Yeah. Take care of your business if you do.
Yeah, for sure. Because again, we talk about it a lot. Things don't just magically go away. You know, they're going to be a problem for you. You're going to have to deal with it. So, yeah, deal with it.
All right. Along those lines, complimentary consults with Whitaker and Hamer, estate planning. If you've been in a car accident, don't know next steps, you can grab one of the consults as well. No cost to this. No obligation to become a client. 919-772-7000. We're here to help. 919-772-7000. You can also visit the website wh.lawyer. We've got more questions, legal questions, coming up. We'll see what the attorneys are going to do next. You're listening to Utica County Radio.
Utica County Radio, hosted by Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, practicing attorneys here in North Carolina, and they have offices located in Raleigh, Garner, Cleveland, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. I'm Morgan Patrick. Pleasure to jump on with the attorneys. If we are right now, we're in the middle of questions. If you've got a legal question you'd like the attorneys to tackle on a future broadcast, just go ahead and send it to us. Questions@JuticaCountyRadio.com. That's questions@JuticaCountyRadio.com. So questions already talked about today. The do-it-yourself deed problem. We talked about expired tags. Could lead to big, big trouble. Go ahead and take care of your business. And now we move to this next one, guys, and that's separation versus divorce confusion. And here's the question. My spouse and I have lived apart for 8 months and agreed on everything. Are we divorced?
No. Sorry, Morgan, to burst your bubble.
Yeah,
that was not a question from me, by the way.
Just making sure.
That was it. That was a
that's a general question.
Yeah. Anonymous question.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, in North Carolina, you're married or you're single. There is no, you can be separated. You can have a separation agreement, but really, you're married or you're single. So, you know, you can't, we don't have the, what do you call it? We don't have common law marriage.
The bed and board, something like that. Yeah. We don't have it, so we don't need to know about it.
Yeah, so we don't have common law marriage, so you don't automatically become married if you live with somebody for 7 years like some of the neighboring states have. You have to take an affirmative action to get married, but you don't get automatically divorced either. In North Carolina, you have to be separated a year and a day. One of the parties has to file for divorce, and you have to get a judge to decree you're divorced. Either one can get it. I've had some people I've talked to have been separated for like 11 years, but they thought they had to agree on everything to get divorced. No, one person, as long as you've been separated for a year and a day, you can just get divorced. You know, you file it, go before a judge. You may not agree on everything. You don't have to necessarily agree on alimony or child support or splitting everything up. Equitable distribution. You don't have to agree on any of that to get divorced. You can just get divorced. So you're married or you're divorced.
Yep.
Okay. That question seems too simple.
That was easy, man. I think it's just your talent in answering questions. You boiled it down.
Well, it's like that celebrity softball game. You know, they usually put the first couple of pitches just right over the center of the plate.
Yeah.
And you can feel good about yourself. So there you go. Separation.
I haven't played softball in a long time. When was the last time you played softball?
Beer league. Actually, I played a little after we got back into the Triangle, but played a whole bunch when I was in Myrtle Beach, and that was a lot of fun. But that was a number of years ago, so it's been a while.
I don't know that I've ever played softball in my life.
Played church league for a while after law school, but I don't.
Got thrown out for cussing. Any reason?
Yeah. Josh was my rec league basketball coach, and you want to talk about breaking the record for technical fouls.
Like Bobby Knight, throwing stuff.
Yeah, he threw chairs. He would throw players because they were small. It was a youth league. So he would just spin a kid around and just launch them.
Really
hammer throw.
Momentum.
Yeah. Yeah. A little hammer throw action.
I really feel bad for a lot. We're gonna, as a society, we're going to get to a point where people will refuse to ref church league softball, beer softball.
I mean, rec league, kids rec league, man. That's
kids rec league.
Yeah.
God bless the referees.
I tell you the from personal experience, I can tell you one of the worst referee jobs. Shout out to the folks that do it. If you're listening, 35 and up men's league basketball.
From personal experience.
I'm telling you, man, as someone who plays in a league, there's fights. They try to fight the refs like every two games, man. And so you really got to have thick skin. Apparently, the adults, and I say this as one that is participating, aren't always the most stable in the 35 and up men's basketball leagues. So.
It is... You know, I think I told you guys I did it for a while in an 8 to 9 year old basketball, and this was 15 years ago. And It's crazy. It's just crazy. It's just crazy.
Folks get real fired up, man. The way you get about the law, that's how these parents get about their children playing sports.
We were one of my kids is playing in a rec league, and you know, when you play in a basketball rec league, there's somebody usually keeping the score and keeping the books, and they usually have to communicate with the refs, right? And so one of my kids was in a rec league. One of the kids had 7 fouls, but the book guy had not communicated with the referees that he had 7 fouls.
Wow.
And he was still playing, getting more fouls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get 7 fouls, man, you're not. Yeah.
But people were losing their minds. That's a little different because they should have caught that.
I could see that, yeah. But you can just politely mention that. You know, you don't have to scream and curse and et cetera.
All right. Well, that was a quick question. What's I know we got an executor question. We always have an executor question.
All right. So let's jump to that. So I'm the executor. Here's the category. Now what? So the question is, I was named executor in my dad's will. Do I automatically have authority to act?
So this is another easy one, and people don't always know the answer to this question, but the answer is no. Right? You have to take your dad's will, and you have to go down to the clerk's office or hire an attorney to go down to the clerk's office, and they have to accept the will. They review it. They make sure it meets statutory requirements. The clerk has to accept the will, then they probate the will, and then they will issue you letters. It's called letters of testamentary that appoint you as the executor. And once you have those letters, you can do what you need to do in that role as an executor, but it's not automatic.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen people come into the office and say, hey, I'm the executor. I'm like, oh, what? Where was this will probated? And they don't, you know, they haven't done it. They were like, oh, I just thought it was automatic. So I think that is somewhat, you know, there are people who don't have a lot of experience with that, and it's not automatic because the clerk may not accept the will. It may be defective. Maybe it doesn't have enough witnesses. Maybe it wasn't notarized. Maybe it wasn't or notarized improperly. Maybe it wasn't signed. Maybe it doesn't have the basic information that needs to be in a will. Maybe somebody's found a more recent will and already showed up with it. Right, so maybe it's not the most recent will. Maybe it was revoked, and so there's all these different reasons why the statutes require you to present it to the clerk. It has to be accepted for probate, and so you're even if your dad wanted you to be executor and it's in the will, it's not official until the clerk has probated it and given you letters to act in that capacity.
All right, another question in the books, again, on executor of a will. We've got more questions coming up on the other side. Short finishing segment. Want to remind you that complimentary consults are available with Whitaker and Hamer on estate planning, or if you've been in a car accident and don't know how to proceed, grab one of these consults and come on in and talk about it. 919-772-7000. It's 919-772-7000. You can also visit the website to sign up, wh.lawyer. Final segment, Utica County, coming up. Utica County Radio, hosted by Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, and practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. Again, offices located Raleigh, Garner, Cleveland, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Farina, Gastonia, and down in Moorhead City. If you've got a question you'd like the attorneys to get to on a future program, just send it to us, questions@JuticaCountyRadio.com. That's questions@JuticaCountyRadio.com. The complimentary consults, in and around estate planning, or if you've been in an auto accident and just don't know how to proceed, grab one right now, 919-772-7000. That's 919-772-7000, or wh.lawyer. Again, no cost, no obligation. All right, guys, category you'd like to go to next.
Before we get there, how are y'all's brackets doing? Brackets doing good?
Actually, yeah. I'm doing quite well. I'm third right now, but I'm the only one with St. John's winning the whole thing, and I think St. John's has a really good chance. They've got to take out Duke on Friday, and whoever wins that matchup in our bracket will win the league.
Wow, that's high stakes for an early matchup.
Well, I guess, man. Win the bracket, not the league, but win the bracket.
Yeah. I'm doing just fine, man. doing just fine.
A ton of people nationally went with Florida. So
yeah, I did not. I had Florida losing. Florida's the only team that out of the Sweet 16 that I did not hit on. So every other team, and I had them losing. I had them losing in the Sweet 16. So yeah, I'm doing
quite
well.
Yeah, you're doing quite well.
We'll see. It can all fall apart. I am well aware that it can all fall apart. So,
what about you, Josh?
I didn't do one. I
knew it.
I knew it.
You asked that question. You don't even do a bracket.
Well, it wasn't my fault. So, Joe tried to get me to join a DraftKings league to do a bracket, and I couldn't do it. I was like, but I was in New York. I was like, oh, maybe you can't bet New York. I don't know the rules up there, you know. But then I bet on individual games that I was watching. And but then I found out in New York, you can't bet on New York collegiate teams. So it wouldn't let me fill out a bracket because they're New York teams in the – but it took me – I was, like, so mad. I was like, what am I doing wrong? It took me forever to figure that out. So I don't have an official bracket this year, which is kind of freeing because I can just enjoy – I can just enjoy the games.
Do you really enjoy it, though?
No, you're still betting on the games, man. Be real.
Oh, I'm betting on the games.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But
freely, without any preconceived notions.
Yep. That's good.
I tell you who did really well for me, man. I was doing a lot. That the Billiken. St. Louis beat up on Georgia real bad, and that was a good game.
Yep. Helpful. So,
but. All right.
So much fun, man. What a fun concept.
All right. You got time for one more. What area do you want to go to?
I know we have one about life insurance and wills. Why don't we do that one?
All right. I'm looking for it.
I think that's number 9 on my chart here.
9. Okay. Will versus beneficiary designation. The question. Here it is. My will leaves everything to my kids, but my life insurance names my ex-spouse. Who gets it?
What do you think about that one, Morgan? Who do you think gets it?
Yeah, Morgan.
Well, what's your non-legal?
Morgan knows the answer, man. Morgan he's practiced. I know.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners may not know, or maybe they do. I do host a lot of financial shows around the country. I host some here locally as well. That's a beneficiary designation. So if you're the designated person, you're it, and that's it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's some things you can, you know, your heirs might be able to do after the fact if there's some signed separation agreements or, an ex forfeited certain things. But just on the straight and narrow, the insurance company usually doesn't care what your relationship is. You can designate anybody your beneficiary, and they show up with a death certificate. They're getting a check. So lots, when we sit down with you for estate planning, we'll ask you about life insurance, right? Because if we do a good estate plan for you, you'll have a will.
Yep.
But if you have a trust, if you have some other things, our goal is to make – our hope is that when we do a nice, good, airtight estate plan for you, the will is an afterthought. Hopefully the will doesn't really control anything because everything's in a trust or you've already designated your beneficiary in other ways. And so here and I've seen this happen, right? There's lots of examples of people forgetting about it, not updating it. Mm. But anyway, that's something you have to do. And when we sit down together, we usually talk about that. Hey, who's your payable on death beneficiary for your checking account? What about your life insurance policies? Have you revisited that? How about your 401k investment accounts or whatever? But yeah, you get divorced. All that stuff needs to be updated.
Yeah. I mean, powers of attorney, financial, healthcare. I mean, all that.
There's some statutes that will help you out, in like a will situation where you haven't updated, an ex-spouse, there's some statutes that help you there. But yeah, you need to update your beneficiary designations.
All right, guys. Well, we are up against it. Final segment, getting ready to close up shop. Want to tell you those complimentary consults in and around estate planning. If you've got some questions there on your beneficiaries, want to sit down and talk about it, no cost, no obligation. You can grab one of our consultations by calling 919-772-7000. That's 919-772-7000. You can also visit wh.lawyer, sign up at the website. And if you've been in an auto accident and you just don't know what the next
steps are, and there are probably a few you need to take, grab one of the consults. 919-772-7000. That's 919-772-7000, or visit wh.lawyer. Another edition of Judica County in the Books. For Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, I'm Morgan Patrick. We'll see you on the radio next week.
Judica County is hosted by attorneys licensed to practice law in North Carolina. Some of the guests appearing on this podcast may be licensed North Carolina attorneys. Discussion on this podcast is meant to be general in nature, and in no way should the discussion be interpreted as legal advice. Legal advice can only be rendered once an attorney, licensed in the state in which you live, has the opportunity to discuss the facts of your case with you. The attorneys appearing on this podcast are speaking in generalities about the law in North Carolina and how these laws affect the average North Carolinian. If you have any questions about the content of this show, you can direct such inquiry to Joshua Whitaker at jmw@mwhlaw.lawyer.